Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Speaker, PhD therapist, and mood adjuster extraordinaire. Welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and I'm so delighted to be here with you live today on the truly innovative Transformation Talk Radio Network and the equally fabulous stereo WBLQ 1230 Westerly, Rhode Island. When you have a chance, take a moment and visit me at my website, sandybrewer.com. And while you're there, sign up for my inspirational thought for the week. It's easy, it's free, it's uplifting. Check it out. For the past 35 plus years, I've been a speaker and a counselor in private practice. Golly, time flies. And during this wonderful and long career, I've had the great privilege of using my skills and intuitive insights to help people get to the heart of whatever's happening in their lives. Here at the Sandy Brewer Show, it is all about you. So I'd love to put those insights to work for you today. No question or subject is off limits. Give me a call, 800-930-2819. Or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and ask a question in the instant feedback box. Let's get to the heart of what matters in your life. And because life is about giving and receiving, we have a gift for you. Our callers or emailers with an on-air question today will receive an autographed copy of my book, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. It's a compelling, inspirational memoir that's filled with empowering personal tools that can help change your life today. Pursuit of Light was an Amazon.com bestseller, and it's won 3 literary awards, including USA Best Book Award. We're genuinely happy about that. And it's our thank you to you for participating with us today. With me today, as in every live show, is my partner in all things absolutely wonderful, my husband, Mr. John Brewer. Hi, John.
Hey, Sandy, so great to be here today. It's such a beautiful day, inside and out. So glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, too, because it's already the middle of December. Can you believe that?
It's incredible.
Like, it's closing in on us rapidly this holiday season, because it is the season, and it's the season, as we know, of rebirth and renewal. And I'd like to just stretch time so we could just melt into it and savor it a little bit more. It's a season for giving, and it's a season for receiving. It's a time of joy, and yet it's also a time that can be difficult and bittersweet for some people. And for some of us, and some people in difficult circumstances, it can be a time for healing, a time for remembering the joy of love instead of the pain of love, the renewal and the rebirth. It's not always easy, but it's always healing. When I think back over the years, I can remember, you know, the really great holidays and the kind of really sucky holidays, and the great ones far outshine the other ones. From the difficult holidays, I learned so much. From the losses in my life, and there have been many, I have learned so much and been so rewarded. So every time we just keep digging deeper to remember the joy of love in spite of a loss or in spite of a pain, to remember the joy of love instead of just the pain of love, we renew ourselves. We go into this place of peace, of awareness, and of joy.
Christmas is a phenomenal season for me. I remember I have a favorite Christmas story.
You have a Christmas story?
I know. It's amazing.
I bet I know which one you're going to say. Let's see if I
bet you do.
It's my favorite too, honey.
A number of years ago, you and I were dating, kind of, and you were going on a trip to Hawaii with your girlfriend for Christmas. And being the genuinely good-hearted guy I am, I said, you know, I'll house sit for you. I'll bring my cat over and I'll take care of the plants and everything while you're gone for a week or however long it was supposed to be. And you said, okay. So the night before you were ready to leave, you had a Christmas celebration with your family. And then I came over with the idea that it would be so much easier for me to pick you up by being there and take you to the airport rather than driving there and schlepping over to the airport.
Good plan, babe.
Yeah, I thought it was a great plan, particularly because of what happened. That was, we woke up the next morning, couldn't see out the window because there was snow stacked up all around. And that was the infamous blizzard of 1982.
Indeed.
Airport was closed. You couldn't go anywhere. So we were forced into, you might say, seclusion by the weather. And it was during that period of time that I fell madly in love with you. And that was the greatest gift I had. So, and I treasure that to this day. The memory of it and the actualization of it has just been a phenomenal touchstone for me. And I'm so happy that that happened.
Oh.
And I thank you for being in my life. And one of the things I found with being with you over these years is that you taught me what the greatest gift of all is. And I think you want to talk a little bit about that today, too.
Well, we do want to talk. Thank you for that, honey. We do want to talk about the greatest gift, but I'd just like to comment on that experience that we had together. And that was the first year that my children were not going to be with me for Christmas. So as they were leaving to go with their father on the 23rd, late the night of the 23rd, I remember it was just starting to snow. The snow was just starting to fall. And the thing for all of us to remember is we never know when that moment that changes our life is going to happen. We just have to keep remembering that we always are living in that potential, and that in the blink of an eye, something can happen that changes everything. And so with that little snow starting to fall and waking up early the next morning thinking I was going to catch a plane and realizing we couldn't get out the door, let alone catch a plane because there were no planes flying. It was the moment that brought forth this great joy and this great magic. The greatest thing that ever happened in my life was actually finding my God, finding that place inside that heals, that is so filled with the truth of our true nature that it can heal the most desperate and aching kind of pain. That was the greatest gift of my life, but the greatest magic in my life for 31, 32 years now has been everything that happened between us from that Christmas day through today. And we have another Christmas coming up on us. You are the magic in my life. I have been so, so blessed.
As have I. Thank you.
So that's our little love story for the world to see. And it was magical because on Christmas Day, I had cleaned out the freezer and the fridge pretty much because I was going to be gone. And
any food for me. I couldn't believe
that. I'm so sorry. That was really not thoughtful. I had one pork chop in the freezer, and we split that for Christmas dinner. But what we had an abundance of was wine, and the wine flowed, the fire roared, the music was beautiful, and the love blossomed. So that was just a great joy. The big thing, though, is you never know. If you had asked me the day before, was that total change in my life just 24 hours away, I wouldn't have known what to say. I would have had no inkling And then there it was. That was great. So one of the things we want to make sure that in our Christmas celebration that we always stay connected to is that the greatest gift isn't external, it's internal. It's finding that the basis of love and life and potential is something that we discover inside. And the more that we discover it inside, the more we'll be able to have outlets for expression of the magic of it and the joy of it externally. Everything is internal to external. So really, when we think about it in this season of giving and receiving, the bottom line is to remember that the person you want to give to with love and with kindness and with joy and with forgiveness is yourself. And because you are the gift. You are the gift of life. The gift of life flows through you. It's you. You're it. That when you give that gift of life and love to yourself, you automatically will begin to give it to others in a freer, less sensitive way where we're taking everything personally instead of being in that place where we're insecure. We're just letting this whole arena, this whole energy of love flow outside, come from within to without. For the gift of love is you, that we are the essence of love. The pathway to love is kindness. So when you're kind to you and you're kind to others, you're automatically creating the pathway to the love that we are, the love that can take a life of pain and challenge and convert it into a life of love and light. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned.
Have you dreamed of going to faraway places but afraid of flying to get there? Would you like to feel the freedom and confidence to fly fearlessly? Captain Ron Nielsen has just the ticket to help you experience your dreams. As a professional pilot for over 40 years, he has successfully taught how to be a fearless flyer. And we invite you to join the thousands of people he has helped overcome the fear of flying. For more information, contact Captain Ron at fearlessflight.com. That's fearlessflight.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show. As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If you or your loved ones are dealing with cancer, we at the Sandy Brewer Show highly recommend that you learn about the essential information offered by Vital Options, a cancer communications organization that brings you extensive information through a variety of video programs that will help you better understand your treatment options, as well as the various issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. To learn more about your own options and choices, go to vitaloptions.org.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? A message that will energize and support you as you go about your day? Then Dr. Sandy Brewer of The Sandy Brewer Show has just the right prescription for you. Fill it today and bring a smile to your face and a lift to your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going today to sandybrewer.com. Plan to be inspired. Pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
To Sandy Brewer. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. We're so happy that you're with us today, and we have on the line Jack from Riverside, California. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Sandy.
How are you?
It's Christmas time.
Is that a good thing for you or a bad thing, Jack?
That's why I called it. It's a double-sided sword for me. Mm-hmm. I'm a little older. I'm 58. I mean, I'm not old by any means, but I'm 58. Mm-hmm. And I came from a very large family in regard to my mom's family. She had 13 brothers and sisters. Oh. So I got oodles of cousins and a lot of family members. When I was younger, we used to all get together for Christmas and or Thanksgiving. As the years have went by, you know, everybody moves away. They separate. They don't, you know, they don't get together anymore. And then a couple of years ago, in 2010, I had a nephew that passed away on the day. He actually passed away the day before Christmas, but they kept him alive for a couple of days. But so moving into Christmas time, for me, it can be very emotional. Sometimes I sit and think it's very strange how life changes. I don't have the family get-togethers or so forth. And don't get me wrong. I have a very nice family. I have a wife. I have a wife with two stepkids that I love dearly, and we have our little get-together or whatever. But it's not like back in the day, or not like when my nephew was alive. I was close to my nephew, and when that happened, it kind of broke up my immediate family with my brothers, my sister, my mom, and dad. So we don't even get together any longer. So yeah, sometimes, and I think this is one of the years where I don't feel very much like Christmas. I'm not in that spirit.
Let's see if we can get you there, Jack. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Because I really hear you. It is a double-edged sword. There's the memory of the large family get-togethers and a little bit of the, even if it's just for a couple hours of the year, the Norman Rockwell picture, and then with the loss of, you know, as your family separated and went its own way, and then you had your nephew who was very important to you, and the loss of him, not also in the time when he passed away over Christmas, that it's just really hard not to have those associations all merge. And so this process of remembering the joy of love instead of the pain of love, instead of just the loss, I think that that's a major thing that happens when we can really connect someplace organically with the idea that our loss is what we experience on this physical plane, but that some part of that person that is no longer physically with us. And it's not to put that down, and it's not to minimalize it, because I know that we're human, we're tactile. When we don't have the touch, when we don't have the laughter, when we don't have the hug to share, it is really a personal loss. And yet our only choice is to go deeper inside of us, to connect with the spirit of that individual that we've lost. And to, I mean, this is going to sound odd, but what it reminded me of in a different way was when I was a kid, I had my father's child, and I was left alone with him, and he died a few days later in my arm. And I was 13. That was very young. But it was, but I always felt responsible and guilty, even because I couldn't relate to, here's a 13-year-old who'd been through hell. And so all the years of my 20s and part of my 30s, whenever there was Christmas, there was this great, great, great gaping wound and this pain. And although it wasn't associated, it wasn't far from the holiday, but it, the date wasn't totally associated with the holiday, there were so many things that reminded me at the holiday about the birth and death of this little child. And it took me until I was probably, I'd been in that pain since I was 13. So it took me probably 23 years before I really was able to grasp and connect with his spirit and connect with the fact that he was my greatest teacher. Because the pain and the friction of feeling that guilty for all those years is the very thing that kept me going, that kept me from giving up. It was the one pain I could not hide from. And so I remember being in a meditation during the time, you know, I would lock myself away in February during the time of his birth and death. And I remember being in this meditation, and finally I connected to, he wasn't still locked into that little body, that he had gone on. He was this great teacher, that he had gone on. He had continued his journey as a spiritual being. He had given to me in the most profound way, and the way in which he gave to me actually saved my life. So when that, from that moment on, I started to remember the joy of love, the appreciation of such gratitude that that was his gift to me, that he came just for a few days and then he left, but he left me with the potential to use those few days and change my life and heal my life and be able to do something productive and loving and kind with it. So I remember thinking all these years that I'd been crying all these tears, he was playing some heaven, some football on some heavenly football field. You know, I mean, that's just the picture that I had of such joy. And I began to find the joy. So as the times change, as the pictures change, as we have to let the way that it looked and felt, we have to release that and start to see, can we grasp a greater point of view? Can we grasp a more organic point of view and use that point of view to leverage us into our healing and back into our joy? Even the fact that it all looks different doesn't mean that we don't have the opportunity to reframe how it looks and to build a new day based on that reframing. And if you think about that, think about, I know that you love your stepchildren and your wife, but think about all the extra joy, the Santa Claus feel, you would have to give to this holiday if you remembered the spirit of your nephew, that his spirit did not cease to exist, but continued its adventure and its journey, and that you have the memory of him and the joy of love and the joy of his laughter, and you let part of his laughter come through you. How do you feel about what I just said, which was quite a mouthful, I admit?
Yeah. Well, I feel good about that. I understand the point of, I guess maybe like right now, I mean, I have those times when I have points of views like that where I think about him. And I mean, the one thing you said was his laughter. He was in a great personality, great sense of humor, and was extremely happy in his life. And if I just said, maybe I should do some meditation about him. Maybe I should think about that in a different way. Even holding true to the way Christmas used to be when I was younger, instead of looking at it as something lost, but looking at it as something that I should cherish, because there's probably a lot of people out there that don't even get to have that at all, ever, in their life.
Well, I think one of the hard things for all of us, Jack, is to let the way that it looks change, and then to reframe that we get attached to, if it doesn't look this way, it has to look empty. And certainly there's a period of transition, but if we can find the joy no matter how it looks, then that's going to name the day. It's going to save the day. It's going to be the day. So when you go to, yeah, that was fun when you were a child, that you can hold on to the appreciation for that was fun. You can go back to remembering that part of you that knew how to laugh and be innocent, even if it was only for one afternoon a year. And then you can say, that's a part of me. That laughter and that innocence, that presence of my nephew's laughter and his joy, that's all a part of me. And so I have to choose which part, what's my truth today? What's my point of view today? And the temptation is to go into, it looks different, therefore it can't provide me with the new in the now. If we stay in the now, who knows how far we can go? You know, Jack, we have to take a break, but can you stay till we come back?
Sure, sure.
Good, because I don't think we're finished yet. You're listening to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
Have you dreamed of going to faraway places but afraid of flying to get there? Would you like to feel the freedom and confidence to fly fearlessly? Captain Ron Nielsen has just the ticket to help you experience your dreams. As a professional pilot for over 40 years, he has successfully taught how to be a fearless flyer, and we invite you to join the thousands of people he has helped overcome the fear of flying. For more information, contact Captain Ron at fearlessflight.com. That's fearlessflight.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And experience the powerful, healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show. As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If you or your loved ones are dealing with cancer, we at the Sandy Brewer Show highly recommend that you learn about the essential information offered by Vital Options, a cancer communications organization that brings you extensive information through a variety of video programs that will help you better understand your treatment options, as well as the various issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. To learn more about your own options and choices, go to vitaloptions.org.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, Six Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller.
Hi, and welcome back. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer. We're so happy that you're joining us. And we're also really, really happy with that Jack is joining us. He's our caller. We've been talking about some of the things with Christmas when there are the scene has changed, the landscape has changed, and then we can combine that changed landscape with a specific loss, like in Jack's case, the loss of a nephew. And of course, when he was little, he had a great big family. Now his family is scattered to the different corners of the land, and just the relationships have changed. But to let go of the way that it used to look in order to be able to embrace with such an open heart the way that it does look and find the good in this moment, find the joy in this moment. Hi, Jack. Thanks for staying with us.
During the break, I was thinking about, a couple of other things. I even have certain feelings sometimes around Thanksgiving as well. And I think in listening to what you said prior to the break, I think I'm going to work a lot harder on using it more and reminiscing about the thoughts I have about how good it was and not going to the place of why isn't it that way now or, how much I miss my nephew Chet. Because I know that every day of my life he's around me.
I mean, right.
I know he's always there. I mean, it gets me a little fouled up. But I'm only his uncle. I'm not even his obviously not his father, of course. But I mean, I'm the one that I take care of his ashes. I have his urn. And it's not to say that his father didn't love him,
one who probably played the father role more, and so that bond was very strong between the two of you. So,
I do miss him.
If you connect with him, with his spirit, Jack, if you connect with that idea that his spirit is thriving, that his spirit is happy, that his spirit is unfolding the next part of his soul's journey, and that you celebrate that with him, and then you let the joy of you remembering him in a light way, in a greater truth, in an expanded awareness way, you let the joy of him and your memory of him in joy come through your heart, you're going to become more buoyant. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, I do. I do. And I can do that. I know that I can do that.
Exactly. And then you're going to be jingle-belling all the way.
Yeah. See, him and I had a lot of fun during the holidays, I can tell you that. I mean, prior
exactly.
to him leaving.
But the thought that he doesn't, where you have to get to, I think, honey, from my point of view and from my philosophy and from my spiritual point of view is to think in terms of he didn't end that Christmas in 2010. He transitioned to the next part of his adventure. And I don't think you're thinking of him in an adventure. I don't think you're thinking of him as thriving and dynamic and unfolding and maybe excited about. He doesn't have to carry around a body that doesn't work for him anymore. He's on to the next part. His love is forever. His presence is forever, but his unfoldment is in the next part of his journey. So if you start thinking of him, it's like when I told you about the son that I had, the little boy, baby that I had that died, when I could finally see him going on with his journey, not only in the gift that he gave me, but that he was okay in his journey, is when I could start to get a light heart. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right. I do.
So
I do understand.
How do you feel about that as a suggestion for the...
I think that what you said, I need to lighten up a little bit in respect to my thought processes about him. I need to look at him in a better light in respect of probably what he would be thinking versus me only thinking, not a bad thought, but I mean being sad. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I think about him in the way he's traversing his journey, I think that then everything would change. Because he was so happy-go-lucky, and him and I spent a lot of time together. So, I mean, we were always joking, talking, whatever may be the case. And I actually think, I just had a thought, that sometimes when I'm around other guys or working, I'm a plumber, so that, I mean, and he worked with me. When I'm around other guys, sometimes I actually feel, when somebody says something to me, I might say something spontaneously, it almost feels like he's talking through me sometimes.
Well, that's good.
Because of the remarks that I make, and I've had people say, that sounds like something Chetler said, or you know what I'm saying? And I should probably look at that a little bit more from a more light-hearted standpoint.
Every time that comes up, sweetie, salute him. Just salute him. Every time, if you get a melancholy memory about him, salute him, but don't get fixed on the picture that your head goes to, which is that time stopped, because it didn't. For him, it didn't. His journey continued to unfold. So when you get a melancholy memory, little wave go through your brain, salute him. Tell him that you care. Tell him that you miss him. And then go to the greater thought. Go to the idea that you know he's unfolding the next part of his journey. And every time you feel his presence bonded, merging with yours, and you come out with a crack he might have made, salute him. Say, hi, Chet, you know, and get into that light heart that at the end of the day, because life on this plane is temporal. We all know that. At the end of the day, there's this place where we are joined as one. We can remember it or we can forget it, but we can't change it. So there's this place where we can bring that knowledge, bring that awareness into this incarnation, into this life. It's not to deny pain. It's not to deny loss. It's not to deny grief. It's not to stop there, to process through it till we get back to there's a deeper joy. There is a light within me that is greater than the darkness. The light is always greater than the darkness. That core of that light is love. I'm it. It's me. It's hard to remember that. It's hard to get there. The great gift of my life, as I said at the top of the show, is that I was privileged to have gone through so much dark and be unfolded into so much light. That's a gift. That's a gift of life, a gift of love that I don't know how to explain. I only know how to stand up for it. And I think that's what we all keep striving to find within ourselves. It's the old John Denver song, some days are diamonds and some days are stone. But whatever my experience is, this gift of love and light that's the core of my being is unshakable. I can feel it in a certain day, feel it less in another day, but it doesn't change. So as we go into the holidays, and remember this is a time for rebirth, and this is a time for a renewal and resurgence, that the best things are accomplished with a light heart. So every time I make my heart lighter. Every time I lift myself up into, it's almost like, you know, this weird picture came to my mind, Jack. You know, you'll see some of these holiday decorations in homes, these inflatable Santa Clauses or something, and then at night they uninflate them, and then the next day they're inflated again. We have to think ourselves like an inflatable Santa Claus, an inflatable reindeer, whatever, and just let that life, let that air, let that breath of life come into us and lift us up. That, yes, life can be very difficult, but life has underneath this core of difficulty a resurgence of renewal, a promise of potential, and a greater view for this day and every day. If we'll just keep reaching for it, we'll find that in spite of the fact that it looks so very different, the healing happens anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
I can work on that very
you
hard.
Work
you
great.
Bet. You betcha.
I'm so glad you called today. Thank you for letting me go into all the things I love and care about and support you in your journey and your story too, honey.
Oh, thank you, Sandy.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays.
Same to you. And John, too. I love both of you guys. And I look forward to being able to listen again.
We love
okay.
you back,
thank
honey.
You.
Thanks.
You
take good care. Bye-bye.
Sandy, I was thinking during that when, if we can shift it from a sense of loss to a sense of gratitude for Jack, Chet was a gift to him. In him, he saw kindred spirit. He recognized something that he cherished. And I think we all have experiences like that. But if we can say, thank you for being in my life. Thank you for the gift that you've given me of your presence, of the wisdom that I've gained through that experience with you. I think that helps move it out of grief as well when we go into a gift of saying thank you and accept that gift.
That's really true. And I do understand, and thank you for those comments. I understand that it is it's a process. And if you've just lost someone or if there's an ache in your heart, that it is a process. So please don't in any way berate yourself, but also hold on to that there's a promise of a healing. There's a promise of a healing that transcends the physical plane, that is greater than whatever bump we've had to experience, and that can light our way. So I think that's a good thing. And I thank Jack, I thank you, John, for putting that into the gratitude category, because ultimately that is the healer and it makes us more buoyant. We're going to take a break. You're listening to the Sandy Brewer Show. We will be right back.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Have you dreamed of going to faraway places but afraid of flying to get there? Would you like to feel the freedom and confidence to fly fearlessly? Captain Ron Nielsen has just the ticket to help you experience your dreams. As a professional pilot for over 40 years, he has successfully taught how to be a fearless flyer, and we invite you to join the thousands of people he has helped overcome the fear of flying. For more information, contact Captain Ron at fearlessflight.com. That's fearlessflight.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Time. Talk Radio.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? A message that will energize and support you as you go about your day? Then Dr. Sandy Brewer of The Sandy Brewer Show has just the right prescription for you. Fill it today and bring a smile to your face and a lift to your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going today to sandybrewer.com. Plan to be inspired. Pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now on our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, Six Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. Welcome back. John, that Don Henley, It's Going to Be a Good Life. Wow, that's the story of our life together.
Indeed it is.
And the call from Jack, I thought that was so profound and opening up so many different areas of what we all experience at different points in our lives through the season.
Yes. And as a matter of fact, any time during life, and particularly I think we notice it during the season because it's a time when you get together with the ones that are nearest and dearest to you. And so to have a disruption in that sense of well-being can be very unsettling. And I think your talk with him was very, very insightful. And I think helpful not only for him, but for anybody else who has gone through that experience, who is at a time when they feel something missing in their heart. Someone's not there or experience whatever it is, to be able to see that in a new light, to grasp the joy that is actually there underneath it all, and to be open to discover the magic.
The magic, right. And one of the things I wanted to mention that I hadn't mentioned so far in today's show is when I was a kid, there were so many really traumatic Christmases, really abusive Christmases. But also when I was a kid, in the fifth grade, I went to parochial school, Missouri Synod Lutheran, which is basically Catholic without the rosary, but we did get to learn the Bible. And when you were 10 years old, they let you join the children's choir. So when I was 10, I was able to join the children's choir. And there was Christmas Eve pageant service for the children was amazing. We started practicing that in early October, the music. To all through my life, as I was working on the healing of getting past the pain and finding something greater than the pain, one of my staples that I could turn to was the music. And so what we need to know is music, it actually helps us shift our frequency. Christmas music might not be your favorite, someone else's favorite. It's just that having that time of actually participating in that energy for so long as a child, 4 years as I got to be in the children's choir, actually was a key to me finding that deeper sense of relief. And so, of course, as you know, John, you're stuck with Christmas music because I'm a creature of habit, for the same 3 months every year, October through
actually
the 1st of January.
Actually begins in July.
I was hoping you would mention that. But
–
It's like when I was a lot younger, I used to put my tree up so early that I'd close the drapes for the first 2 weeks. I didn't want the neighbors to know. So I keep the music softer in July, folks. That's all. Anyway, with the Christmas season, the music with the holiday season, whatever can bring your heart peace and serenity and joy, please reach for it. There really is something greater than the challenge of it. And my heart goes out to anyone and everyone who's going through a challenge right now. And we're going to have a shift in our schedule and what we're doing. This is our last live show for a while. I'm going to take a little break, and I've got going to deal with a couple of health issues, medical issues that just require some time. And I'm going to follow the advice I give to others, which is to make room for your own healing, whether it's physical or emotional or spiritual. So that's the gift I'm giving myself. But this has been such a pleasure this last year to be on this network, to be with the Transformation Talk Radio. You know, in my line of work, I get to see a lot of people and get the inside scoop on a lot of things. And some people create facades who are well-known, and, you know, the inside scoop isn't quite so clear. Let me tell you about the inside scoop with Dr. Pat. Pat is everything you would hope she would be. She's kind, and she's generous, and she's smart, and she's funny, and she's extremely, extremely giving. So to Pat and to everybody at TTR, all the wonderful staff, including Linda and Kim and Jessica and everyone else, my heartfelt thank you. And then you folks in Rhode Island, you have such a gift in the owner of WBLQ, Chris DiPaolo. He's the real deal. He's genuine and he's so authentic. You're lucky to have him. I know he's lucky to have you too, but you're lucky to have him. And to the great engineers we've had, first Bryant and then the wonderful and lovely and brilliant Chrissy, thank you so, so much. To everyone who's listened to the show, everyone who's written to us with such loving comments, to everyone who's so generously participated in the show. Thank you. Thank you to my fantastic husband, John. How good has this been? This is wonderful. Thank you for this collaboration. I've had a great time doing it with you. And in closing, I want to just leave you with actually the last couple paragraphs of my book, Pursuit of Light. And it says, "My sojourn is to remember that the darkness is a part of the light, but it can never fully obscure it. To search out that light every day, and if I don't find it today, to be doubly determined to discover it tomorrow, to let the wisdom of the laughing Buddha have voice in me." And that's my song. The cracking open of a once wounded heart, the experience of love, the journey of rising from the ashes of that within me, which I once felt was surely dead. The discovery of the light in the midst of the darkness, the resurrection of hope, the healing of pain, and the promise of a new day. For with each dawn comes the light.
Sandy, thanks so much. And thanks to all of you for joining us on the Sandy Brewer Show. Thanks for your participation in our mission to inspire possibilities, to promote hope and healing, and to offer practical tools for empowered living. We're so glad you've joined in the conversation on the show during the past year, and we hope that you have been as enriched as Sandy and I have been. We're so grateful for the unending support we've received from Dr. Pat Basile and her amazing team at Transformation Talk Radio, beginning with Michelle, who introduced us to Dr. Pat, and the tireless staff of Linda, Kim, and Jessica. We also really value our association with a fabulous team at WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island, beginning with the ever-supportive Chris DiPaolo. Follow his staff and our engineers, Brian and Chrissy. What a privilege and honor it has been to work with and become friends with all of them. So I ask you to remember to sign up to receive Sandy's inspirational thought for the week and give a gift to yourself as you read and Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. You'll be glad you did. We invite you to check with our website, sandybrewer.com, for there is more to come. We wish for you a very Merry Christmas and a new year filled with joy, wellness, and abundance in all areas of your life. And may you become more empowered in finding that you are truly the greatest gift. Be well and have a happy holiday.
We'll see you soon. Happy holidays. You know the hurt you're right. You better put it all behind you, baby. 'Cause life goes on. You keep carrying that anger. It'll eat you up inside, baby. I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weak.
Have you dreamed of going to faraway places but afraid of flying to get there? Would you like to feel the freedom and confidence to fly fearlessly? Captain Ron Nielsen has just the ticket to help you experience your dreams. As a professional pilot for over 40 years, he has successfully taught how to be a fearless flyer. And we invite you to join the thousands of people he has helped overcome the fear of flying. For more information, contact Captain Ron at fearlessflight.com. That's fearlessflight.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show. As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If you or your loved ones are dealing with cancer, we at the Sandia Brewer Show highly recommend that you learn about the essential information offered by Vital Options, a cancer communications organization that brings you extensive information through a variety of video programs that will help you better understand your treatment options, as well as the various issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. To learn more about your own options and choices, go to vitaloptions.org.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now on our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, Six Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.